Hello, this is the Pacifica National Board meeting, board teleconference for Friday, January 4th, 2008. Happy New Year to everybody, and with any luck, this will be our last meeting of the body as presently composed. Secretary is Mary Berg. Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Dave Adelson.
Here.
Mary Berg. Evelyn Bethune. I'm going to come back to you so you can mute. Is #1 on this phone, is it not? Or am I wrong?
Correct.
Okay, #1 to unmute yourself. Lydia Brazan.
Here.
A.C. Bird. Lisa Davis.
Here.
Chandra Helpman.
Here.
Rayla Forrest. Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
Margaret Prescott.
Here.
Sarv Randhawa. Bertold Reimers, Sandra Rawline, #1, okay, Rob Robinson,
here,
Rip Robbins,
present,
Thomas Ruffin, Thomas, okay, Wendy Schrell, if you're muted and you can be present for the roll call, it's #1 to unmute, so I'll call you, I'll come back to you, Lori Taguma, Don White.
Here.
LaVarne Williams. Michael Woodson. Michael Woodson. If you're in part, if you're also in the Texas other meeting, then it's #1. I'll come back. Evelyn Bethune. Evelyn. A.C. Bird. Rayla Forrest, #1 if you're needing to unmute. Sarv Randhawa, Sandra Rawline, #1. Okay, Wendy Schrell. Is there anybody who is on this call whose name I did not call, who did not respond to their name? Will you please give your name?
A.C. Bird.
Wonderful. A.C. One down, a few more about. LaVarne Williams, are you here? Chandra, were you able to call LaVarne?
I left a message. She said she was driving, so okay. I don't know when she'll be on the
Woodson.
Call.
Michael Woodson. Anybody else is on this call?
Lonnie's here.
And who is this?
Lonnie's here.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you. Now, is there anybody else whose name was not called or who did not respond to their name? Please speak now. Anybody else? Well, we have quorum.
Great. Thank you very much. I want to make a couple. Was there any objection to my making a couple of announcements before we approve the agenda? Okay, if not, then two. One is a statement which has been posted on our website that the Pacifica National Board is in discussion with Nicole Sawoya, and Dan Siegel is presently serving as interim executive director of the Pacifica Foundation. And I just want to say for the record, many people have asked us to elaborate on this statement, and our agreement is that items discussed in executive session must be reported out of executive session according to a motion. Many of us have different opinions or positions on issues that statement is the position of the board as a whole and is the board's statement on the matter for now. The other thing is the affiliate directors election has been completed, and I want to thank the KPFK Elections Working Group for conducting the election, the STV count of the election, and I'm very pleased to announce that our affiliate directors for 2008 will be Lori Taguma and Ifia Nongaza. I hope I've pronounced the name correctly, Ifia's name correctly. So we look forward to her joining us in the coming year. Okay, the first item on the agenda is the roll call and approval of agenda. Given that the Houston directors are in a meeting and where they'll be for the next 40 minutes, yeah, I'll propose one or two adjustments to it, but will somebody please move the proposed agenda that was distributed to the board, and then we can make amendments?
Okay. Mary Berg, I so move.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. I'll read it quickly for those who are listening. Calls for the roll call and approval of the agenda, formal approval of the Prescott motion on Benton Harbor, the IED report, ED and CFO job descriptions and authorities, Robinson motion on Creative Commons licensing, Brazon motion on GM hiring process, Prescott et al. Motion delineation of authority within National Office Code of Conduct, and convening of a bylaws convention, special rule of order on the delegate assembly election of directors, other issues related to unusual timing of completion of elections, if any, Brazon motions on communications regarding executive session business, Williams motion on an organizational audit, and a report on elections-related issues, including but not limited to allegations of WBI payment for election slate mailing. And given the absence of the Houston directors for the next 40 minutes, I want to suggest that we move the following items: the special rule of order on the delegate election of directors, which is more or less pro forma, to after the formal approval of the Prescott motion, move the special item 8, which is the special rule of order on delegate assembly, item 10, the Brazon motions on communications out of executive session, item 12, election-related issues, and then the IED report. The IED will be a little late, but he should be there by then. So I'm proposing making item 8, item 3, item 10, item 4, item 12, item 5, item 3, item 6, and leaving the order of all remaining items. Would that be acceptable to the body? Is there any objection to doing that?
Hey, Dave, could you just run those by again? I'm sorry.
Wait, Dave.
Yeah, do people need me to read the items rather than the numbers, or do you all have the numbers in front of you?
I have the numbers here.
Okay. So, yes, Sarv?
This is Sarv. I'm sorry I'm late here. There's a major storm here, and there's no light in my house, and my bilge pump is not working.
Really?
Nothing here. Yes, yeah, so everything is lost here where I am, and
Then I will read it out completely, and I hear Lydia saying the same. So I'm proposing that we do the formal approval of the Benton Harbor motion, after which we deal with the special rule of order on the delegate assembly, followed by the Brazon motions on communications out of executive session, then the report on the WBI payment for election slate mailing, the IED report, and then into the remaining motions over which there should be some debate. I suspect the ED and CFO job descriptions and authorities, the Robinson motion on Creative Commons licensing, Brazon motion on GM hiring processes, the Prescott motion on delineation of authority within the national office, et cetera. Any other issues related to the unusual timing of the completion of elections, and the Williams motion on the organizational audit.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
I will not have anything on the GM hires. We didn't complete it. Other issues came up.
Okay.
That's a lot, big of an issue. But also, when we were in the coordinate, and by the way, I have no power, so the only phone I have is my cell, and once that goes, I can't recharge it. So I don't know how long I'll be on. I'm concerned about the order of items. Well, it does, because once the charge goes, I'll be off the call. So I'm saying, number one, I need to have Bob substitute me in that. But when we were in the coordinating committee, I thought that we had said that we had projected that we would be having two meetings. This meeting and perhaps one more.
If needed, we can do it. We also have an executive session after this. If needed, yes. We can adjourn this meeting and continue or set a new meeting.
Okay, because I won't have the, as I said, the GM hire thing done. Right.
Okay. Lydia, just as a separate matter, you have no power, you're ill, and your cell phone's going to die. Do you need anything? Do you need anybody to come by and help you with anything? Are you okay?
No, I have a flashlight on here, so
that's what I have.
Anyway, but
Okay.
Well,
I guess it's storms here.
Okay. Anything else on the agenda?
Yeah, Dave, this is Margaret.
Go ahead.
Dave, I'm assuming that these items, the Delegate Assembly Communication, WBAI Pay, and IEE Report, are relatively short items. Is that what you're thinking? Because I am concerned about the motion, which, you know, known as the Prescott motion, which has now, you know, gone through a couple of PNB meetings and haven't been gotten to. So I would hate for it to be not gotten to again this evening.
Yeah, I thought
I agree. And if we can move quick, we'll get there. I mean, I expect us to complete everything on this agenda.
All right.
Anything else on the agenda?
Yes, this is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
What is currently, or what was originally number 9, other issues related to the unusual timing of completion of elections, that's directly tied to the special rule of order. So I think those should be back to back the way they were in the original agenda.
Okay.
That's almost a seamless conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're correct. Will table anything that's controversial in that so that we have the Houston directors for the vote? So is there, without objection, may we put that immediately following the special rule of order on delegate assembly?
Let me know whether we can go through.
Right. Anything else?
Chairman, could we put a time limit so we can, at that time, we can go to the executive session?
I am assuming we're agreeing to the times listed for each item, and I will enforce those times. Would that be acceptable?
I don't have anything.
I'm concerned about setting a time certain,
okay,
being in the midst of a critical item and then having to occupy additional time to extend time.
Okay.
Is there any further?
Hello?
We lost Dave.
Sounds like he accidentally hung up.
Yeah, first I thought it was my phone. Something wrong with my phone.
I know.
What's going on in California?
Big storm.
Terrible storm.
No light. We're just
North and Southern California as well?
Yeah, throughout California.
Wow.
Margaret. Margaret, you and I are both out of Southern California. I'm in Mount Vernon, Washington, closer to Rip than anyone else at this point.
Margaret is our neighbor.
I'm wondering, is the storm supposed to continue tomorrow? Because I'm flying out early tomorrow morning for L.A.
It's coming from Seattle. Don and Rip did something there.
Yeah, we did something up here north of Seattle. Incidentally, I'm listening to Rip Station up here, and it's great.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, Don.
Yes.
I just fell off the call. What was the last thing you heard me say?
No.
We've impeached you, Dave.
We can't remember that far back, Dave. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, the horror.
Right.
Not that you were not interesting.
Was I still on the call when I asked for consent for adoption of the Benton Harbor resolution?
No.
Oh, God. How about when we approved did we approve the agenda?
That's
did you hear me ask?
Don't
okay,
remember.
Good. All right, so the Benton Harbor resolution. So is there any objection? We didn't receive unanimous written consent. Is there any objection to adopting Prescott's Benton Harbor resolution?
Heather?
Hearing no objection, that's adopted. The next thing is the special rule of order on delegate assembly election of directors. 20 minutes. Bob, will you introduce the motion, please?
Dave, before you say that, this is Ray Amon.
Hey, Ray, welcome. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Bob?
I'm sorry, give me 1 second to pull it up on screen.
Okay,
here we go. All right, I'll read it first, and then I can motivate it.
Go ahead.
Whereas,
you get a second, and then you can.
Sure. Whereas Article 7, Section 6B of the Pacifica Bylaws states, quote, there shall be a meeting of the LSB in December each year to seat newly elected delegates and to elect LSB officers, and in early January to elect directors, unquote. Resolve that, number one, the Pacifica National Board determines that the annual election of directors by the delegates from each of the five local stations shall occur during any LSB or delegates meeting held between January 1st and January 15th, unless the Pacifica National Board grants a waiver due to exigent circumstances beyond the control of a particular LSB. 2. If the National Election Supervisor has determined that the results of a particular signal area's delegate election cannot be certified by January 15th, but that he or she intends to certify those results before the January in-person meeting of the Pacifica National Board, the Pacifica National Board may approve a waiver of the above-listed bylaws section to permit that LSB or delegates meeting to hold its director's election after that certification and before the convening of the PNB meeting. 3. If the results of the delegates' election in any signal area have not been certified at the time of that station area's election of directors, those directors shall only serve on an interim basis until the certification has occurred. As soon as feasible after the certification, the LSB or delegates shall convene a meeting to hold elections for directors for the remainder of the term. That's it.
Okay, and we'll be adopting this as a special rule of order. Is there a second?
I second.
Bob, you want to motivate it?
Okay. Well, I think everyone knows by now that three of our stations are experiencing long delays in the process of finishing up the voting, tabulating the votes, and then having the National Election Supervisor certify the outcome. And, of course, that's the prerequisite for seating new LSB members. So creates questions as to how to apply the bylaws provision that says that in early January the directors must be elected. And it doesn't have any conditions on that. It doesn't say, as long as new delegates have been seated. And, in fact, there are one out of every 3 years when there is no election, and there's still an early January mandated election of directors. So in order to try to resolve this, based on what my understanding is, and certainly the directors from WPFW and KPFK can explain what their local situation is, but at WBAI, a lawsuit by some local board members and others has resulted in a court order freezing the counting of votes and therefore the certifying of the results until the judge acts further. And there's no way of knowing when he will resolve this issue ultimately. Then the next hearing is not until January 24th, and there's no reason to believe that will be settled at that time. So that was why there needed to be some sort of provision made for complying with the bylaws, but also acknowledging that this is a very unusual situation that had to be handled in some systematic way. So this is to put it in policy terms and not in immediate, not applying it specifically or narrowly to this immediate situation, but making kind of an ongoing policy that would be fair and would have some standards that would apply whenever. Hopefully this will never happen again, but if it does, there would be a standard in place.
Okay, who would like to speak opposed to the motion?
Don White.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I actually just have a question for Bob. I for clarification rather than opposing it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
yes.
Bob, you mentioned in the motion the 15th of January, but if there was by some strange scenario the ability to have an LSB vote on, say, January 18th or 20th, would they have to come back to this full board for a waiver? Why couldn't you word the motion in such a way that the election can occur prior to the New York face-to-face meeting, so long as the election can occur, in time to name those directors and get them moving? Why did you mention the 15th and then ask for further approval for something beyond that?
Okay.
Bob?
Yeah.
This is LaVarne Williams on the call.
Thanks. Welcome, LaVarne. Go ahead,
Thank
Bob.
You.
Welcome.
Okay. First of all, the reason for the 15th is that actually in two different places in the bylaws where it refers to this process of electing directors, it uses the same words, early January. So it was just a way of quantifying so that everyone is clear, early means the 1st through the 15th. So that's on that question. It's just, you know, interpreting what the bylaw says in plain English and putting a number on it. Now, as far as your scenario, I actually was anticipating what I understand is the KPFK current scenario, which is, and please correct me, that the votes will be counted around the 20th. Is that correct?
Yes, that is very much a possibility.
Right, and then that the LSB is planning to meet on the 22nd. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so, I'm sorry? Is there something incorrect on that?
No, that's correct.
Okay, so therefore, under the way my motion is worded, you don't your LSB will not have to come back later and get a separate permission. That can be done immediately after this rule of order is adopted tonight. The very next item you can move is for a waiver for KPFK for this year's election to happen on the 22nd.
Yeah. Okay.
Who would like to speak opposed to the motion? Hearing no opposition, may we move to a vote? Is there any objection to adopting the motion? Hearing no objection, it's adopted. Is there a motion now to grant a waiver to the KPFK Delegate Assembly?
Yes. Well, we have one. Who's going to move that?
Why don't you do it, Don?
Well, okay. I don't have anything prepared, but I would move that the Pacifica National Board grant a waiver on timeline to KPFK's LSB so that they can elect their directors at some point prior to the New York face-to-face meeting and after the election has been certified.
Can you set the date of the 23rd? Because that's when we're doing it.
Yeah, we can set it the 23rd. Yeah, the 23rd.
So before the 23rd, is there a second to the motion to grant a waiver?
Margaret, I'll second it.
Okay, is there any need for debate? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the motion granting the waiver? Hearing no objection, that's adopted. The next item on the agenda, yes?
David?
Yes.
I'd like to move that the same apply to WPFW because our mail-in just went out late and I'm not sure what the plans are because we don't have a meeting before the 9th. So I would ask for the exact same waiver.
Can I clarify? My understanding is that Bob's motion is that, let me clarify. Are you going to be able to hold a vote before the New York PMB meeting?
When is the New York PMB meeting?
January 25th through 27th.
Yes.
Okay, so there's a motion to grant a waiver allowing the PFW Delegate Assembly to hold their vote for directors prior to what date? The 23rd, AC?
Yeah, the 23rd is fine.
Mr. Chair?
Okay, yes.
This is Rob Robinson. Bob. It's my understanding from our local election supervisor, and I'm certainly not trying to cross swords with my distinguished counterpart, AC Byrd, but my understanding that no date has been set for the vote count, that the National Election Supervisor has made a decision that they are simply going to wait until they have reached quorum.
Okay, well, the purpose of this waiver would then be to allow the Delegate Assembly to hold this vote then if they could get it done by that time. So
and
If the Delegate Assembly can't, then the PMB meeting, at the PMB meeting in New York, another motion can be adopted allowing them to do so later.
Okay. Thank
is
you.
Is there a second to the motion
second.
Allowing this is to allow PFW to hold the delegates to hold their vote for directors on or before January 23rd. Is there any objection to granting the waiver?
This is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. No, I don't object, but I'm not quite sure of what I'm hearing because, and I certainly am not trying to be technical about the motion, but my understanding was that a waiver is only necessary if there's a firm date for counting the votes that's before RPNB meets. If there's not a firm date, which is the case in New York at BAI, then no waiver is needed because the motion says you can go ahead and have it any time in early January up through the 15th, as long as that election is clearly stated as an interim election. And then there would be a second election after the actual vote count occurs. Is that clear?
Well, I know
it might be confusing.
You can see...
It's not clear. Hold on a second. Can you... When you say an interim vote, can you describe what you mean?
Sure. If you look at number 3 of the motion we just adopted, it says, the results of the delegates' election in any signal area have not been certified at the time of that station area's election of directors. Those directors shall only serve on an interim basis until the certification has occurred. So, you know, we don't know if in the case of PFW that's 3 weeks or 5 weeks or whatever, but that would be it would be a very short term that they'd be elected to.
Hold on. I'm sorry, I did not understand that provision. I'm not clear that is legitimate under the bylaws. I'm trying to understand. My impression was the directors continue to serve until the delegate assembly can hold the vote. And had I realized that. Hold on a second. I've got to go back and look at this. I'm going to rule that our prior vote then, if that was the intent, is out of order. I'm going to rule that that's out of order because I don't believe we can do that. I don't believe you can have an existing delegate assembly holding a tentative election of directors.
Right.
So that I'm going to rule that the third provision is struck because it's out of order.
Point of information?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there were some points of information prior to
the call. Yes, points first.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who was it? Don and Rip?
Yeah.
Don, Rip, and Sarf? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be rude. I shouldn't probably have interrupted, but my point of order was exactly that. I was absolutely unclear on what I was voting on, and it was my own fault. I must not have listened carefully enough. But I thought it was to facilitate an election by the newly elected people whose elections had been certified. But if this...
That's what I thought I was voting for, too.
Yeah. So I think the chair is absolutely right in declaring that void because... people would be electing directors without the benefit of the new voters coming on as delegates and voting. So I think the chair is correct in voiding that, and I'm just wondering how all of us got so confused by that motion is not a valid motion, that number 3 is not consistent with a practice of people continuing in their seats until a legitimate replacement is certified.
Rip, what's your point of information?
No, that wasn't me, Dave. Thanks.
Okay, Sarf?
Yeah, that's. I think that covered it. I think my understanding, this is the same.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, can I just make a statement, actually, rather than a point of information? Okay. So the intent of this motion was to comply with the bylaws. The bylaws says that there shall be a meeting in early January to elect directors. So it seems like that this board really has to make a good faith effort to comply with that. Now, the idea of a waiver, I think, is a reasonable variation, a small variation, because as KPFK is the perfect example, where there's a date certain, it's merely a week after early January because of conditions beyond their control. So it's reasonable to say that's in the general spirit. It's not quite early January. It's close enough. We can give a small waiver. But when you have a situation like BAI where we don't have the faintest notion when this will be resolved. It could be 3 months from now, literally. I mean, it's really hard to predict the course of litigation. So to say that we're complying with the bylaws by saying the current people stay in office is, you know, I think that that's problematic. And that's why this mechanism of an interim election to comply with the bylaws, there should be an election in early January, but to make it absolutely clear, the moment the new crop of delegates are seated, then that term, that short term ends, and there's brand new elections with the new board.
The ruling was not that the waiver portion of the motion still stands. What's being ruled out of order is the provision that calls for a delegate assembly to elect directors who are merely interim. That can't be done with a special rule of order. There's nothing that's a fundamental change to everything in the bylaws. So ruling that directors serve until their delegate assembly can vote for their replacements, and that will take place when the delegate assembly composition is determined.
Can I?
What does it mean?
In relation to WPFW, what it means is that WPFW's directors serve until their delegate assembly is officially constituted.
Okay, good.
Lisa.
Right. I support this motion, and I just wanted to just emphasize that I support the statement that Bob said for the simple fact, but, you know, we're in a situation, WBAI, where we just don't know when things are going to be resolved, and I echo that. I think it's important to keep with the bylaws. And one of the things, and of course it's important that the elections get certified and things of that nature, but we have to elect new directors early in January, whether it's an election year or not. So, I mean, in terms of the technical aspect as to whether it can be a special rule of order and things of that nature, I'm not that schooled in Robert's Rules of Order and things of that nature, but I really think this has to be considered or reconsidered, I should say. We don't know.
Yeah, here's the problem is I understand that point, and actually as I think about it, here's the conflict. It's the delegates who continue if they're not replaced. So then the question comes, if the delegates haven't been replaced, are they empowered to elect the new PNB directors? And I am unclear on this question whether the provisions in the bylaws would mean that the PMB directors continue absent their delegates holding the election. What I don't think is allowed with a special rule of order and would require a bylaws amendment is anything letting the delegate assembly elect interim directors effectively. Without objection, may we table this until later in the meeting so that I can do a little research while the meeting goes on and try and understand this so I can make a more coherent ruling? And we may even have to have an adjourned session so that we can get some input from various sources to figure out how to deal with this, because I'm a little bit concerned about it. Is there any objection to tabling this item for the time being?
No, I think that's wise.
Okay, well, hearing no objection, then this is tabled until we can get a little more information. The next thing is the Brezon motions on communications from executive session. Lydia had asked you to speak for her because her voice is failing and her light is failing and her cell phone is failing. So could you please introduce that motion?
Okay, let's see here. Okay, there's two separate motions. The first one is resolved that it shall be a policy of the PNB that any information deemed confidential in executive session shall not be shared with any committees, including the LSBs, without prior authorization by the PNB. Should I go ahead and read the second?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's more than one of them. Let's take them one at a time.
Okay.
Is there a second to the motion?
I second it.
Okay, any need for debate? Okay, hearing no debate, is there any objection to adopting the motion? Hearing no objection, it's adopted.
Hold on.
Yes?
Can you read the motion?
Is that Bert?
Yes, I've been here.
Hey, Bert. Welcome. Can you go ahead, or maybe I missed your name being called on the roll. Can you reread the motion, please, Bob?
Sure. Resolved that it shall be a policy of the PNB that any information deemed confidential in executive session shall not be shared with any committees, including the LSBs, without prior authorization by the PNB.
Okay, is there any objection?
Yeah, I have no objection.
Go ahead, Bert.
The thing about with any committees and all that stuff, it's so restrictive. You know, I mean, it depends on what are the executive session issues, what committees, is it finance committee, what's going on? You know, I mean, this is so, you know, such a blanket motion. And we already know that we're supposed to be confidential and we, whatever thing we're supposed to sign. But this has to do with, you know, or corresponding information to committees. Like, I'm just thinking in general, the finance committee and the audit committee, for example. And I think this is too overwhelmingly a blanket statement, and I will oppose it.
Don White here.
Go ahead, Don.
Well, actually, we have just had an example, Bert, where the PNB did authorize the release of information from a confidential executive session to an LSB, and that was at KPFK. I think the motion, which I will basically support, leaves it up to the Pacifica National Board on a case-by-case basis to decide what should be released and what shouldn't be. And I think we have to give some... we have to have some trust in the PNB and give them that right to do so. Recently, I moved that information be released to the LSB in Los Angeles, and the board, I think, without objection, gave permission for the directors from Los Angeles to make that material available to the LSB with the understanding that they were then under a confidentiality agreement. So I think the PNB will be responsible in authorizing the release of information to local boards.
Important information.
Yes, Ambrose.
Question. To whom does confidential information belong except to the members of the board?
Belong. Well, it belongs to members of the board, but there may be circumstances in which they need to be shared with committees. For example, the board may refer them to a committee.
So only those committees with non-board members should not get the information.
Could I make a comment, Dave?
I'm asking the question.
Wait, let me understand. Okay, Don, go ahead and you answer.
Well, the thing is, sometimes civil suits have an impact on the budgets of local LSBs. And there are finance committees and treasurers of local LSBs who want to know if a civil suit is decided against us, and there's a financial impact on the local station board's budget, can we know what that potential impact might be? So that's a very good example of when we would share information. And I might add that there could conceivably be someone on the finance committee or the treasurer or someone that that may not be an LSB, well, not the treasurer, but the members of the committee. So there has to be a confidentiality agreement that would cover any and all members of a finance committee who are hearing about a potential impact on the budget.
This is Chandra. I would like to speak to this motion.
I haven't finished.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ambrose.
No, I'm trying to understand how you can possibly deny a committee comprised of all PND members information cited by PND members in confidential
session. If you're talking about the coordinating committee, which or the personnel committee, this wouldn't apply because since they are comprised only of PMB members, then any PMB member has the right to be or to have information about executive session shared with them. So that's
in other words, the language of this resolution ought to say to those committees that have non-PMB members on it.
If you wanted to add that as an amendment, you could, but I don't think it's necessary because obviously those... I think it's a given, but if you want to make that amendment, it can be made to make it explicit.
Yes, very important.
Would you like to make that amendment?
It is done.
Okay. Is there a second to the amendment?
I second that. Make it
explicit. Mary, do you have the tech? Do you have the language? And then I'll call Chandra.
I would rather somebody else read it so that.
Ambrose, could you repeat it?
Well, it's very simple. That this resolution applies to committees that have other than all PND members.
That include to committees that, whose membership includes non-PMB members.
Yeah, same thing.
So we insert that, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Chandra, do you want to speak about this amendment, or can I get approval of the amendment and then go to you for the amended motion?
Can you repeat the amendment, and then I'll tell you?
Please. The amendment is that this will apply only to committees whose membership includes persons not members of the PMB.
No, I want to speak to that.
And Rhea?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I have a problem with this motion, and the problem is that... we had an incident, and I won't speak of any particulars here, but we had an incident where something was brought up in a PNB executive session that affected a particular LSB and members of that LSB. And it was considered a violation to share the information that was discussed in executive session with the members of that LSB that would have been affected by this matter. The end result was that the PNB motion was actually incorrect because of certain reasons that I can't reveal in a public meeting. And the end result was that it was problematic. And if the LSB members were not notified, it would have further compounded the issue. And so to exempt LSB members from knowing about confidential matters, generally, this is too broad. And because of this specific incident, which people know what I'm talking about, but I can't talk about it in detail, it will be discussed probably later today in this meeting. I would object to this motion as it is currently worded, where it exempts LSB members from being shared certain information. I think it has to be voted on as far as LSB, it has to be voted on a specific issue, for a specific matter, and it shouldn't be broadly generalized as it is in this motion.
Right.
Okay.
Is that vague enough so that, but do people understand what I'm talking about?
Yes. Thank you. Ray.
I strongly support this motion. In the example just previously quoted and others, I think that would be a rare occasion when... something voted would be incorrect, and I think that would be a rarer incident that having the chaos of having every individual board member deciding whether or not to share information. And we do know of cases also has been abused, willingly or not. So I think that this provision clearly takes care of the case. Of most cases, if an individual board member feels that a committee should have that information, that they can present that logic to the board. I'd like to amend this motion to add not only committees but any other individual who are not board members, because I do know of cases where people who are not board members, not of committee of LSBs, also got information.
Okay, so there's an amendment to include with committees or non-PNB members. Is there a second to the proposed amendment?
I second that.
I second.
Okay. I'm going to, because we have another item and we're halfway through, I'd like to bring this question to a vote. First, is there any objection to LaForest's amendment?
No.
Well, yes, I mean,
yes.
I have objections.
In that case, will you call the roll, please, Mary, on LaForest's amendment?
No, let me just clarify. I'm sorry, could you just repeat the LaForest amendment?
In addition to committees, this motion shall apply to any non-PMB member.
Okay, in addition to committees. Okay, got it. All right. Yeah, that's what I said.
Will you call the roll, please?
Okay. Let's see. Mary Berg, I vote no. Evelyn Bethune, I don't know if you're present. Okay, Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Is that yes?
Yes.
Thank you. A.C. Bird? Okay, I'll come back to you. Pound one. Lisa?
Yes.
Chandra Helpman?
No.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Pass.
Okay. Margaret Prescott? Sarv Randhawa?
Pass for the moment.
Okay. Sandra Rollheim? Bertolt Reimers?
No.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Rip Robbins?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Thomas Ruffin? Pound one is to mute. Wendy Schrell, Laurie Taguma, Don White?
No.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes, I was just answering.
Okay.
No.
You're voting yes. Okay, I mean no. Yes, thank you. Michael Woodston? Okay. Now, Bob Lederer, you wanted to pass?
Abstain.
Okay. And Sarv Randhawa, you passed.
I understand that.
Okay. And A.C. Bird.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else whose vote, who did not get a chance to vote, whose name was not mentioned?
Yeah, Margaret Prescott. I'm sorry I have to abstain because I missed what we were voting on. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
This is the amendment to allow, to apply the requirement of confidentiality to add that we are, in addition to not sharing confidential information from executive sessions with committees that don't include PMB members, we would also include persons who are not PMB members.
Oh, I would like to vote yes on the amendment.
Yeah, this is Margaret. I'll vote yes on that.
Okay, you want to change your vote? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else? Okay. Then, if I hear nothing else,
mine is yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Yeah, I put that. I have that. Thank you.
Okay.
I have 8 yes. And 5 no. So.
Okay, so that prevails. Now to Ambrose's amendment to specify that it applies only to those committees that include non-PMB members. Is there any objection to that clarification?
No.
Hearing no objection, that amendment is adopted. Now the main motion is amended. Will you read it, please, Mary?
Okay, the main resemblance. I'm sorry. It's kind of weird around here with the weather. The main motion... As amended, Brian.
Right.
Is resolved that it shall be a policy of the PNB that any information deemed confidential in executive sessions shall not be shared with any committees or other groups, including non-LSB members. Is that correct?
Any committees whose membership includes non-PNB members. or any other non.
Or any other non-member. Is that the
any other non?
Was that the right?
Actually, should not be shared with any persons who are not PNB members or any committee that include non-PNB
members. That makes better. Okay, okay. So do we understand it then? Resolve that it should be a policy of the PNB that any information deemed confidential in executive session shall not be shared with any non-LSB members or any LSB committees, including non-LSB members, without prior or authorization by the PNB.
This is Lavarne Williams, MSB.
We were going to a vote. Is it for a clarification?
No, it's to offer an amendment to the
It's closed. We're taking this thing to a vote. We have another 5 minutes for the remaining item, for the remaining motion.
I'm sorry, I just have a question. I thought that we just voted on an amendment to the main motion, and we're open for so when did we close it for new amendments? I'm not sure.
I asked if we could bring it to a vote, and I didn't hear an objection. If you want to reopen it, I'll allow it to be reopened quickly for an amendment, because but we still have to get the second motion out in less than 5 minutes. What's your amendment?
The amendment is that another exception would be that if the matter involves any LSB, then all members of the LSB should be informed.
No, I'm gonna disallow that because we've just essentially had that's what the underlying motion is about, and it was included in debate. So if people don't want this motion to apply, they should vote no. Okay, will you call the roll on the main motion?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I'm not very clear on your explanation.
This is what you're essentially proposing is mooted because all the committees, I mean, that's a no vote on this motion. All the committees include LSB members.
If
you could report out to Chandra raised the same objection. If that's the feeling, then you vote no on this motion. And we can have a second motion to apply to PNB committees. But
no,
that's
essentially the substance
of the motion. So the amendment is redundant.
No, I'm sorry. Perhaps I didn't explain it clearly. Can I explain it again?
No, we're going to a vote. This is a no vote. If people are in favor of your motion, they vote down this motion.
I'm sorry. It's not.
That's okay. Will you call the roll, ma'am?
Point of information, Mr. Chair, the way I gathered, I did not actually get a motion from Lavarne Williams, so I'm presuming anyone who votes no to this, we will then hear, if that prevailed, we would then hear Williams' motion. Is that correct?
If we want to prick up something and alternative to this, if this fails, the board can take that up in another meeting.
Assuming that this failed, yes. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Will you call the roll, please?
Point of order. Point of order.
Bob. Yes.
I'm sorry to have to do this, but I'm on the governance committee, and we worked in great detail on this type of language. And what's before us now with the amendment about any individual is in conflict with what the board adopted a couple of months ago. And I can read the sentence that's in conflict.
Go ahead.
Okay. I agree that I will not disclose to anyone other than an attorney for the Pacifica Foundation or my own attorney, provided that my attorney agrees to maintain the confidentiality of this information, any confidential information regarding the Pacifica Foundation. So those two exceptions.
Right. So the motion, the amended language should be modified to any non-PNB member other than a member's attorney consistent with existing policy.
I'm sorry, one more point. Or an attorney for the Pacifica Foundation. Those are two different attorneys potentially.
Okay. So will you send that language to Mary, please, and Mary insert it to specify that is not superseded and therefore it's not in conflict. Mary, will you call the roll?
We only are having an exception for any attorney who is the corporate counsel, but was a Pacifica Foundation attorney, right?
Right. Bob is sending you the language of what.
No, yeah. Also, that's what, okay. Also a person's
right.
own attorney.
All right. So now right. we are voting on the motion as amended, which includes the last thing, an exception for an attorney for the Pacifica Foundation. If anyone is clear on that, I'll go ahead.
This is LaVorin.
Yep.
It's not clear to me. A point of order?
Yes.
I'm sorry. So when we say that you're consulting with your attorney or the attorney for the foundation, so that basically elevates the attorney to the foundation to and like have the same rights as the director of the Pacifica National Board. Is that correct?
It means that a member can consult with them about matters that have taken place in executive session. Correct. Will you go ahead and call the roll, please, Mary?
Okay. Mary Berg, I vote no. Evelyn Bethune? Okay. Lydia Brisson?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Lisa, did you say
yes?
Yes, thank you. Chandra Hauptmann?
No.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa?
Yes.
Sandra Brawline? Bertold Rivers?
No.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Rip Robbins?
No.
Thomas Ruffin? Thomas, I'll come back to you. See if you're here. Pound Pound Run, if you are muted. Wendy Schrell? Lori Taguma? Don White?
No.
LaVorin Williams?
No.
Michael Woodson? Anyone whose name I did not call who wishes to vote? Okay. Well, it appears to pass anyway. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no.
Okay. Can you introduce the second motion, Bob?
Yes. 1 second. Sorry. Just sent that link.
I'm on the phone. Yeah?
Hello, who's on the phone?
Okay.
I'm waiting for Bob to...
Okay, sorry. Resolved that prior to adjournment of any executive session, the PNB shall determine which items, if any, are to be reported out.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second it.
Second.
Okay, who would like to speak opposed to the motion? Okay, hearing
no discussion.
I'm sorry,
could the motion be reread? Again, this is Margaret Prescott. Sorry.
Yeah.
Bob?
Resolved that prior to adjournment of any executive session, the PNB shall determine which items, if any, are to be reported out.
And actually, Bob, this is good, should be a standing rule of order. Because otherwise somebody could, what it effectively does is it makes a motion to adjourn something that can't be completed until, or it would require that if somebody makes a motion to adjourn, that we would then have to have a motion on reporting out before we acted on the motion to adjourn. So this is going to be a standing rule of order. So is there any objection?
I have a point of information. I just need some clarification. There's something I don't understand about the motion.
Yep, go ahead.
Bob, would that mean that if after a meeting, at a subsequent meeting, you ask, as I think Don White did on another occasion, permission to report out a particular matter, that you can't do it because it should have been done at the very meeting where the motion was passed or the item discussed?
No, I'll answer that. This doesn't preclude that. All it says is that on any given meeting before we adjourn, we decide what from that meeting does get reported out. This does not preclude reporting out something from a prior meeting if a member wants to bring that.